Hi, Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing our learning of Rav Huttner and Purim. Last time we learned together, we did Maimar Dalid, which spoke about the idea of the demolition of the destruction of the mechitzos between the heart of a Jew and the peh of a Jew, between what a person feels deeply and how they actually act and what they say. And this Maimar that we're going to do today, Maimar Chav Zayin, the Indian Chav Zayin, is very much from the same themes of sort of breaking through the normal limitations and restrictions that even a person who is a shoef, a yearner, a mevakshe Hashem, sometimes erects for himself. So let's just dive right into it. Again, like many of the Mamarim and Purim, it's very short and not particularly difficult. And very much something that to be learned and enjoyed, even just in a few minutes. So Huttner says, Inyan Chav Zayin Vayikra El Moshe, so Mufurish Bazeh, this pasuk and the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, which, by the way, this is being recorded on Motzei Shabbos. So Motzei Shabbos of Parshas Pekudei, so this is the parsha we're going to be learning this coming week. So it says, Vayikra Moshe, Mufurish Bazeh, that the Pasuk said, Vayikra Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu could only enter into the Ohel Moed once he was called. And there's a very famous Mamar Chazal, the Rav Huttner is going to say in a second, that no matter who a person is, a person who doesn't have da'as, doesn't have sort of just, insight and can discern where he belongs, that person is considered to be, a tamachacham b'li das, right? So that person is disparaged. And there's a lot in the discussion before Shim about only going to a place that you sort of belong in and that you're called to. So the Rav Huttner says, Mefurish b'zeh, Shafil Moshe Rabbeinu Shahayu Nehirin Lo Kol Harazei Olam, that it was revealed to him all of the, and was clear to him, all of the secrets Shebe Prate Melechas HaMishkan, involved in the specifics of the Melechas HaMishkan. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, that had this incredible insight and like the inside track, so to speak, about the Mishkan, Mikomakom lo nichnas lesocho b'li kriya. He cannot have been allowed to enter without being called. The Amru al Zechachamim, the Chachamim say, Shimhaya nichnas b'li kriya, if he had gone in without being called, ki az haisa alav taina, then there would have been the claim against him, shel tamid chacham b'li das, a tamid chacham without da'as, without discernment. V'dover zeh mitzpareish hu al pi divrei ha-gemara. So this is actually mentioned in the Gemara, in the Yushalmi in Brachos. B'vnei ma tiknu havdala v'chonein hadas. Why was it that the bracha of chonein hadas, or why was it that the obligation of Havdalah was established in the bracha of Chonein Hadas? So the Yushalmi says, "Mivnei Shim Ein Da'as Havdalah Minayin," that the idea of making separation is intrinsically linked with the idea of Das, of being a person of discernment. That if you're a person of discernment, you'll know, okay, this is a place of Kedusha, this is not a place of Kedusha. This is a time of sanctity. It's not a time of sanctity. I belong to be sitting maybe by the Mizrach Kiyur, or I don't belong to be there. I belong to be sitting next to the Rebbe at the Tish, or I don't. But if you're not a Bar Das, so then you can never be Mabdil. You can never figure out separation of where you belong and where you don't belong. So Huttner continues, V'hasbaras in yon zeh, Chazra v'nishnis kama pamim b'veis midrashenu. We've mentioned this idea many times in our Beis Medrash in Chaim Berlin. Again, this is Maimar Chav Zayin. Mibnei she'ikar skulosa shel hada'as hu b'koach ha'histavkus v'hiskashrus ha'gonos b'socha. That the real skula, the real sort of almost inner treasure of da'as, is that within the midah of da'as, of discernment, is knowing how to and when to connect and to be mistabek to something. That's das. Das is knowing when I should be dating a person, and when we should be getting engaged, and when we should be connecting. And everything about sort of the world of connection, that all comes through das, no matter with whom that connection involves. If a person does not know to separate himself from something that is not shaykh to him, if I don't know how to separate myself from something that is not appropriate for me, I'm also not going to know how to, or when to, or with what to connect to something that is appropriate to me. I have a client I'm working as a therapist who, whenever he was in yeshiva, and you would have the two Rosh Yeshiva in the front, and he was young, he always wanted to sort of stand together with these two Rosh Yeshiva, sort of, you know, together the three of them talking. And he was just a bacher, because he felt in some way that's where he needed to be. He really came from a lot of pain. And he didn't know to connect with his Tamidim and his Chaverim and his Chavrusas. He didn't have the das to know to separate from the Rosh Yeshiva. And the lack of das also meant that he didn't really know how to form healthy relationships with the people who are shaykh lo. Again, I read the line again. V'adam she'enu yodea l'hafrid es atzmo me'inyon she'enu shaykh lo. If you don't know how to separate from something that's not appropriate to you, then you also don't know where is your place and what should you be miskasher to, what should you connect with. V'hu adin le'idach gisa, Rav Fundner continues, it's also true in the reverse. Im anu roim adam sheyesh bekocho lehisached ulehisyached im inyon shayach elav. If we see a person that he knows how to become one with and to connect with something that is shayach to him, min hahechrachu, then by definition, she'adam zeh, this person, yesh bo koach shel hafrasha. He also has the ability to know, what do I not belong learning? If we see a person who, let's say he's 18 years old, 19, 20 years old, he just started learning, and we see that he's learning the Rishonim, and we see that he's learning the Ritva and the Rashba, and he just started learning. So it's okay that he's learning the Ritva and the Rashba. But maybe that implies in that he knows that maybe he shouldn't be learning the Ketzos yet. If a person is learning Sifrei Machshava, so let him begin with Mesilas Yesharim. And by learning Mesilas Yesharim, you're also demonstrating that maybe you should not be learning Zohar yet. And maybe you shouldn't be learning very sort of more sophisticated Svarim. So it goes in all directions. Okay? V'hu yodea lehisbadel, he knows how to separate, min ha'inyon she'eino shayach elav. He knows how to separate from things that perhaps are not yet appropriate for him. V'zeh ma she'amru, and this is what the Medrash means when it says, Moshe Rabbeinu, im ein das, or what the Gemara says, im ein das, havdala minayin. If you're not a bal das, you don't know how to appropriately separate. U'memela, im haya Moshe nichnas b'likriya. If Moshe Rabbeinu had entered into the Mishkan without being called, haya zeh mochiyach, hi eino mavdil, es atzmo. This would have demonstrated that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know how to separate himself mimakom, from a place she'adayin lo nisbarara, from a place that's not yet been clarified, shaychuso l'makom zeh. We're not yet sure, can Moshe Rabbeinu enter into a place or not? He only knew that once he was called. If he would have gone in before then, it would have showed a lack of das on his part, the Medrash says. The Alkein haisa alav hataina shetam chacham shembo das. Therefore, he would have had that taina. Kirak hakriyas, only with the calling into the Mishkan, haisa habirur, it was only came the clarity, al yachas hamakom hazei love, of the connection of this place to him. Furak liachar shekodem hakriya, it was because before that calling into the Mishkan, Pala Bohadas Bekoach Abdallah Shabbat. Before he was called in, Moshe Rabbeinu used his das. He used his discernment to realize that maybe he didn't belong there, maybe he didn't belong there, but he did Liakah HaKriya, and after he was called in, Pala Bohadas, then his das was able to discern b'koach ha-dveikus shaba. He realized this is a place that he belonged, and he could sort of keep on coming into the Mishkan. V'yishma sakol medaberi love. And therefore he said, if this voice is calling me in, so I discern that it's a place that I belong in, and I'm going to comfortably and proudly march into Yom Moed. So Futter continues, ubilibam shaltamil chachamim, in the entrenched and ensconced in the heart of a Talmid Chacham, a Talmid Chacham who, Rav Huner says, is Mevakshi Hashem, is sincerely searching and yearning a relationship with Ribono Shel Olam. Lo Cheshes Tamid HaChashasha, is constantly whispering a chashash, a concern, a doubt. Pen V'ulai Nidchokim Heim B'cheskas Hayad L'mekomos L'may L'mirasham. I really love this language. Maybe I am being pushing in b'cheskas yad, with a strong hand, with an aggressive hand. Maybe I'm entering the places l'mekomos l'may l'mirasham, in a place that's sort of beyond where I am right now. Maybe I shouldn't be in this shir. Maybe I shouldn't be going a certain place for yontiv to be with a rebbe in a certain place. Maybe I shouldn't be learning these Sfarim. Maybe I'm not ready yet to learn Kabbalah. Maybe I'm not ready yet to do whatever it is, right? Maybe I'm not the person who should be going to the mikvah. Maybe I'm not the person that should be doing Tikkun Chatzos. Maybe I'm overshooting my place. So I'll read the line again. So, b'libam shel talmid chachamim mevakshei Hashem, in the heart of talmid chachamim searching God, constantly, lo cheshes tamid hachashasha. Constantly, it's like the whispering in one's ear that maybe this is not my place. Vehe mochichem aydekach, and based on this sort of whispering, then he proves she'ein b'koach hadas shalahem segulas ha'havdalah, right? That maybe I don't know what my place is, and maybe my das can't discern that I do belong or I don't belong. My das may be pulling me back. So Futner says so beautifully, el shekol zehu b'shar yimos hashana. But that hesitation, that limitation, is only the rest of the year. Aval b'shas simchas purim. But during Purim itself, Shemahalich HaNeis, that the whole trajectory of the Neis, Haya Ayadei, was based on the Pasuk that Esther told Mordechai, Lo Nigresi Lavel HaMelech. I'm not called in to go see the Melech. I don't belong there. Let me refrain from taking that step forward. But V'chomakum Shenemar HaMelech Stam B'melech Malchei HaMelechim HaKos Medaber. And also we know that every time it says HaMelech, it's referring to, or it's also referring to, a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hari Seder HaHanhaga Shel Simchas Purim Mechayiv. Right, but the very celebration of Simchas Purim obligates us. Kimi shehishtokokos hakedusha dochefes osa panima. That a person that normally their yearnings for kedusha pushes them inwards, pushes them to stay small, pushes them to refrain. That normally might be the case, but in this case, by Purim. So just in the same way that Esther, even though she wasn't called, she was able to appear in front of the Melech even without Kriya, so too any person who has the same aspirations on Purim, Rav Huner continues, Zoche l'mtzias chein, is granted, for lack of a better word, grace by HaKadosh Baruch Hu of moving forward and not stepping back. V'yadu Rabba, just the opposite. Boshitim lo, we extend to him es sharvit ha-zahav. We extend to him sort of that golden sharvit, the golden scepter of saying, enter into those upper chambers. V'im tomar, halo al hanichnas b'likriya. Normally when a person enters into a place without being called, nemar alav shein bo das, we say that's a person with no das. V'yesh lomar, adraba. When it comes to Purim, just the opposite. Hello, b'simchas Purim. When it comes to Purim, ein heder hadas chisaron klal. Person doesn't need that discernment. If a person has a yearning, a person has a she'ifa, so then they realize that this is the time. Simchas Purim is the time for that expansion and that connection. That moving forward into chambers that perhaps normally a person would feel restricted by, ad lo yada. What a beautiful idea. That even though normally we try to be very thoughtful, we try to, in a way, maybe sometimes even limit ourselves. We sometimes question ourselves, do we belong? Do we aspire? Are we sort of shooting too high for something? When it comes to Purim, in our aspirations for connection with Bona Sholem, in our aspirations for Avas Yisrael, in our aspirations of feeling a real sense of transcendence that comes along through Simchas Torah, there we say, do not hesitate to move forward. Do not wait to be called. But each person sort of can come in front of the Melech, Pasher Husham. Husham, again, a beautiful idea of Purim, as we've already shared many times, of breaking down the mechitzos between sometimes what the lave wants and what the mouth says, what the lave wants and what the actions sometimes dictate. Purim is the time to eliminate all of that, to experience a certain oneness in our aspirations to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, everyone, looking forward to continuing to learning together in the days to come.